I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Although the weather has warmed and there are plenty of natural food sources many are still enjoying, those backyard bird feeders through the spring and summer months. We'll talk a little more about that coming up in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Travis Tripp. You know, you'd be surprised at the number of people who would love to try target shooting if they were only invited. That's what Step Outside's all about. According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, over 48 million people who had never been target shooting would love to go if someone would only ask. That means your family and friends would love to step outside with you. They only need an invitation. Visit stepoutside.org today.
The backyard bird feeder is a staple of most West Virginia households, although most have their feeders out in the wintertime to help those birds that struggle to find food in the colder months. Others decide to leave them up year-round for their own enjoyment. No problem there, says Jim Frigonero with the DNR.
If you want to, you can leave them up year-round, but a lot of people do take them down. And just as long as you have a lot of other food sources out there, it should be okay. A lot of people have native plants that provide a lot of food for the various birds, and that seems to work okay. But there really isn't any problem with feeding the birds year-round, just as long as you keep the feeders clean and just keep them full of food year-round.
As Jim mentioned, leaving them up in the summer comes with a greater responsibility of keeping them safe and sanitary for those birds.
Right now, with a lot of rain happening, the bird feed can get wet, and if the bird feed does get wet, it has a tendency of either sprouting or maybe growing some kind of harmful mold for the bird. So it's good to clean them maybe once a week. You can empty out all the feed and throw away all the old feed. And you can disinfect the feeders by soaking them in a solution of bleach and water. And we like to recommend maybe one part bleach to 9 parts or 10 parts water.
And if you do leave those backyard feeders up for the summer months, your opportunity to see a wider array of birds is fairly good.
A lot of birds now in West Virginia are passing through. They're migrating through. A lot of our songbirds are migrating through the area, and they're continuing their migration to head up further north.
And one of the favorites at this time of year is, of course, the hummingbird.
Hummingbirds are really fascinating to watch. They do get pretty territorial, and you can actually watch males kind of fight, and they'll zigzag and try to chase away the other males from their hummingbird feeders. And a lot of people now are putting up hummingbird feeders, and we can recommend that too, and just as long as you keep them clean and try not to fill them up too much. You want to clean them also maybe once a week and just put enough hummingbird food in the hummingbird feeders that they'll eat and then consume, and once they finish that, you can clean the feeder and then fill it up again.
And finally, Jim adds, this is a pastime for young and old alike.
Young kids can do it, old people can do it, and it's just one of our neat pastimes that we have here in the state.
Just remember, keep your bird feeders clean through the summer. I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.